This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. With campy outfits, over-the-top makeup, and sky-high wigs, drag sells a fantasy of how to become a larger-than-life character and a big dose of escapism. But fantasy met reality a year ago when world-famous drag queen RuPaul defended his decision to not allow openly trans drag queens on his show, RuPaul's Drag Race. As San Francisco gets ready for its annual Pride celebration, local performer Pearl Tease met with KLW's Porfirio Rangel to talk about RuPaul and the difference between being trans and performing in drag.
I get off at Castro Station and make my way up the escalators to Harvey Milk Plaza. It's kind of windy, so the neighborhood's massive rainbow flag is flying freely. I walk down Castro Street, past SoulCycle and the iconic movie house, and make my way to Strut, Castro's Health and Wellness Center for the Queer Community. As I walk up the stairs, I hear some music being played. People are talking among themselves, grabbing food and drinks. I'm swaying with the music and making sure I don't drop my drink.
I'm gonna introduce y'all to our hostess for the night. Her name is Pearl Tease. She's an amazing performer, and I'm sure she's going to show some skin. So welcome to Pearl Tease. Woo!
I've been to a lot of drag shows, and let me just say, I love the energy of the crowd and the big personas of the performers. They're living in and for the moment. And from the looks of her outfit, tonight's theme is sexy realness. Our host Pearl Tease is wearing a pink snakeskin top with black patent leather booty shorts. She's killing it with her matching black thigh-high boots.
Y'all wanna see a show, right? Yeah. Y'all don't wanna see a show?
No.
Yeah. Y'all ain't acting like you wanna see a show. You wanna see a show.
Pearl's whipping her ponytail back and forth, and like Miss Beyonce would say, she's feeling herself. Now, Pearl may look like a typical drag queen, but she doesn't see it that way.
I don't consider myself a drag queen, per se, because I'm not a cis male, but I do perform in drag. I've been a drag entertainer, or entertaining, for 8 years. I've only started my medical transition 3.5 years ago. So I've been entertaining long before I transitioned.
Born and raised in San Francisco, Pearl first got into drag in her 20s when she and her friend experimented just for fun.
I initially wasn't like thinking about doing it. It wasn't anything I really, really wanted to do. But my friend was like, come on, let's dress up. So we dressed up and I kind of got addicted just because I liked what I saw in the mirror. And then eventually we would go out and stuff and we would see shows. And in high school, I was always into theater. I was a dancer. And to be able to dress up, dance, and use theater all in one gave me the chance to use that on stage and get paid for it.
And how did the name Pearl Tease come about? Well, it's definitely a nod to her culture.
When I started entertaining, I had this really long, drawn-out name, and I came across a mentor, I guess you could say, or like kind of like a coach. And we came up with Pearl Tease because I'm both Black and Filipino. And I don't know if you know what a Pearl Tea is. Do you know what those drinks are that have boba in it, like Quickly's?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Pearl Tea. So we figured the tapioca, the pearl, would represent kind of like my Filipino side. And the tea, the black tea, would represent my black side. And then we added a little bit of sex in there and it became Pearl Tease.
While many are familiar with cis males performing as female drag queens, it should not be mistaken that being a trans female and drag performer are the same. Drag is an art, and for some, a full-time job. But trans is a gender identity. For Pearl, it helped her find a way to describe her transition.
I feel like I've known forever, you know, that I was a trans person, I just didn't have the right words for it. It didn't help me find my identity, but it did help me come to terms with it. And then I think once I reached adulthood and kind of found out what a trans person was and being an entertainer just helped me come to terms with it.
Why is it a big deal that Pearl is a trans woman performing drag? Well, legendary drag queen RuPaul caused a big stir in the drag community when he talked about queens who've transitioned.
I want to read more of the quote because there's more.
Oh!
asked if he would accept a contestant who had medically transitioned, RuPaul hesitates and said, probably not. You can identify as a woman and say you're transitioning, but it changes once you start changing your body. It takes on a different thing. It changes the whole concept of what we're doing. We've had some girls who've had some injections in the face and maybe a little bit in the butt here and there, but they haven't transitioned.
As drag becomes mainstream, largely due to RuPaul and his show, it may have inadvertently created an expectation of what is and isn't drag, as well as who can and can't do it. Well, Pearl's not letting RuPaul off the hook.
Trans women were accepted in drag before RuPaul's Drag Race. I think RuPaul's Drag Race kind of has tried to redefine drag to its own standard. So I think drag is and has been and always will evolve. Just like fashion, all of these things are parts of drag. And as they evolve, drag, I think, evolves also. But there are different forms of drags. There's drag kings, drag queens, trans queens, bio queens, faux queens. There's all kinds of queens.
For Pearl, the othering of trans queens is part of a much larger issue.
Just another thing where people are trying to tell women, specifically trans women, that no, you can't be part of this. We don't think you have what we believe is required. And I just couldn't disagree more with that.
And some people will love it, others not so much. But Pearl's okay with that.
I think drag fans are. I'm not sure about drag race fans, because I think they are two very different things. There are people who are fans of drag and are out in their own communities and cities or wherever they are, going to drag shows, seeing their local queens, versus people who are not necessarily fans of drag. They're just fans of the characters of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'm with Pearl on this one. And after talking with her and getting a better sense of how fluid drag really is, I really appreciate the show. In San Francisco, I'm Porfirio Rangel for Cross Currents.
After facing backlash, RuPaul did apologize for his comments and noted, quote, "The trans community are the heroes of our shared LGBTQ movement." If you want to catch Pearl Tease, you can catch her out at the Trans March at Dolores Park tomorrow night.